You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Here's another story that's sort of about creative accounting. A California court is expected to hand down a big ruling tomorrow on how gig workers are classified. The state and several cities have asked for an injunction that would force Uber and Lyft to immediately reclassify their drivers as employees, not independent contractors. That classification is, of course, the key to these companies' business models. And during the pandemic, it's taken on even more significance for workers. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports from the Workplace Culture Desk.
It's all about the safety net. Traditional full-time employees, for the most part, have one to fall back on. Independent contractors, like gig workers, not so much.
The option is between working or losing the roof over my head.
Lyft driver Idan Alva, who lives outside San Francisco, got sick in January, he thinks, with the regular flu.
And since I don't get sick days, there is no way for me to stop working. So I was working while having the symptoms, which I hate myself for doing it. It's dumb.
Paid leave, subsidized health insurance, unemployment benefits, they've all become crucial during the pandemic. They're also usually paid for by companies. New emergency laws like the Federal CARES Act have provided some of these benefits to workers who aren't full-time employees.
But I think it's just revealed how many holes we have for too many people in our economy in general.
David Weil is a professor at Brandeis University and author of The Fissured Workplace, about how the traditional work model the country's safety net was built on has been breaking down. That leaves some workers without benefits and government with fewer resources to respond to emergencies. Because gig platforms like Uber and Lyft don't pay into unemployment insurance like regular employers, the federal government is now shouldering the cost of providing relief to gig workers who've been sidelined by the pandemic, and state unemployment trust funds are quickly running out of money. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.